Greetings, Radio Land. It's another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom, and we do greet you in the name of Jesus, thanking God for this door of utterance. Our great pastor is coming to you today with what thus saith the Lord. We are the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelists, elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, we're glad for this door of utterance. We are God's church. We are Jews. We are Israelites. We are true followers of Christ. We keep God's commandments. That is the doctrine of God, keeping God's word. We believe the Lord. Today we're going to talk about how the world love its own. Before we get into that, we're going to have a poem from our sister Tatum, accompanied by our elder Miles. We're having a song by our choir. Deacon Dale wrote this song, Salvation. Let's sing. Thank God.
Of a man in sin, a Gentile out of hope and darkness, to and fro I was tossed, didn't know that I was lost, blinded by doctrines of men in a life of sin. But one day I made a choice. Through the sun I heard God's voice, preaching how he's holy, teaching the laws to be, recovering my sight with light. And when I heard the word, my earth began to quake. You see, I knew right then my world was going to change. At the crossroads of change, when I heard the voice, I made a choice to accept his judgment, to follow whom he sent, to keep all of his commandments. Yes, indeed, I must be born again. And my world turned upside down. For what I truly found to be just like the Lord means I must sin no more.
Testimony of the Son of Man, his escape from a life of sin. Not first a minister, but saw God through his sister. As she testified of her life, she cried. Told him how she had changed, now called by Jesus' name. Things that she used to do, she no longer do. At the crossroads of change, when he heard the voice.
Thank God for salvation when it comes. Are you ready to say yes to the Lord? Thank God for that number. They sang well. More importantly, they live holy. That's what this is all about. We have our announcements before our Sister Tatum comes forth. Sister Debbie?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now in the
Thank
pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. We want you all out here that hear us to write us. Drop us a line. Do not contact the venue you're listening to. Drop them a line and they pass it on us. You call us direct, email us. Let us know what you think about the word. If you have any complaints, you tell us about that. And we will try to give you more understanding that you complain not. Sister Tatum, our poem writer here, one of them, has a poem. Sister Tatum.
This is an enduring way. Oh Lord, I thank you for this day. Another great privilege to walk in your way. Bless me with a mind to obey, to endure all things that may come my way. I must stay sober so I won't stumble or fall. Have patience to wait in God to stand straight and tall. I must not faint along the way. Give me the strength I need to pray day by day. For I know I can do nothing without your mighty power, that I need to help me in each and every hour, so I can withstand all tribulations come what may, and endure to the end if I take heed and obey.
Thank God for you, sister. Those words are so true if you yield to it. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. I love that scripture. Our pastor, Philip Brown, would always quote that scripture because the key to understanding what God is saying to the people is keeping his word, keeping God's commandments. And that means striving to do all of his word. And we're able, because God said, I will put no more on you than you're able to bear. Now let's go to St. John 15 and 18. Meditating on this thought, many things came to my mind. I might not get into all of them, but many thoughts and truths came to my mind about what the Lord is saying about the world. And one of them is, the Lord did not come here talking about religious views or people of ethnicities. He didn't come here talking about that. And although he came to Jerusalem, you had people from all walks of life dwelling in Jerusalem, coming and going. God's word is to the world. It's not to one particular people. But to become his people, you must become Israel. You must become a Jew. And it's that of the heart and not of the letter. That's what God is addressing. Everyone is adopted by God. Now let's read St. John 15 and 18, Evangelist. Mm-hmm.
If the world hate you,
what?
Ye know that it hated me before it hated you.
Now really listen to what God is saying. Listen to what the Lord is saying. Because most people love to say, well, everyone loved Jesus. Jesus was not paranoid. And he was letting the followers know, if they hate you, they hated me first.
Yes.
Because as he walked on this earth, people, he didn't say the Jews, people hated him.
Yes.
Because what's in the world hate God.
Yes.
The flesh is against the spirit, and the spirit is against the flesh.
Yes.
Read it again.
If the world hate you.
If the world hate you.
Ye know that it hated me before it hated you.
How plain is that? And they didn't hate the way he looked. They hated what he stood for. Why did they hate him? Let's go to 1 John 5 and 19. Let's go there. They hated him because he testified about the world.
Yes.
And their deeds, which are evil. And that's what brought forth the opposition. And he never targeted the Jews, his people, his ethnicity, or any other. He didn't talk about the Romans. He's talking about the world. And that's what we talk about here. Here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, it's not about what community you dwell in. If you're in the world, the word is talking to you. That beautiful?
Yes.
1 John 5, 19, what does it say?
And we know that we are of God.
Now, you're talking about those that walk with the Master. Those that believed in him. They believed in God. And they believed in the Lord. And they didn't talk about ethnicity. They talked about the world.
Mm-hmm.
We know that we are of God. They weren't boasting, but they were only speaking about what they believe. Some people believe they're going back to a new earth and a new heaven in a spaceship. They can believe what they like. That's not written. We know that we are of God. What?
And the whole world.
Whole world.
Lieth in wickedness.
Now that covers everybody. It doesn't matter what ethnicity you're from, what race, what creed, rich or poor, it's what's in the world, it's what's in man that's against God.
Yes.
And the whole world lieth in wickedness. And that also means that there's a lot of good people that are wicked.
Yes.
And there's a lot of wicked people that are more wicked.
Right.
The bottom line is man is good and evil. Let's go to the second chapter, 2 and 16. What does it say? Right above there, a little bit. 2 and 16.
For all that is in the world.
All.
That is
no,
in
excuse
the world.
Me. 1 John 2 and 16.
Uh-huh.
I said above, but 2 and 16, yes.
For all that is in the world.
All that is in the world.
The lust of the flesh.
Lust of the flesh. Now, this is what in man, because the world God is talking about is man.
Yes.
All that's in the world, the mm-hmm. lust of the flesh, what?
And the lust of the eyes.
Lust of the eyes.
And the pride of life.
Pride of life.
It is not of the Father.
What?
But it is of the world.
Now, as I say, the Lord said, if the world hate you, it hate me first.
Yes.
And I was thinking how the Lord said, my Father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Now, man, they love sayings. Some people would die. They died for a saying, give me liberty or give me death. Somebody believed in that. People would die for the saying, I have a dream. But how many would die for the saying, my Father gave me a commandment? What I should say and what I should speak. That saying is going to be forever. They're going to forget about I had a dream. They're going to forget about give me liberty or give me death. But the Father's yet saying he has a commandment. What we should say and what we should speak. And that is life everlasting. How many will die for that? How many will die for a righteous cause? This is not about natural.
One said little boys, little girls will grow and play together. Little black boys, little black girls. But the truth is, they're still going to fight because children fight. Yes. What I'm talking about, you ain't going to be fighting in heaven. No. We're talking about eternal life. No fighting going on there.
All right.
Those little black boys, little black girls will grow up and yet fight.
Yes.
You can be all black, you're going to fight. All white, you're going to fight.
Yes.
And you're going to fight against each other when you come into fruition and become a man. If you're not saved, you're going to fight. I don't care what your ethnicity is. I don't care how you live together. You're going to fight because of what's in man. Lust, pride, one what's not yours. More importantly, not obeying the Father. Let's go back to St. John. This is why they don't like the Lord, because he didn't talk about the outward appearance. He talked about what was in man in everybody.
That's right.
Regardless of what your ethnicity is.
That's
15.
Mm-hmm.
18, read it again.
If the world hate you.
We don't talk about what happened down in Ferguson. We're talking about what happened in that person that did what they did in Ferguson.
Right.
We're talking about that devil.
Yeah. All right.
The world hates you, you know what?
Ye know that it hated me.
What?
Before it hated you.
What?
If ye were of the world.
Now, if we were of the world, here you're talking about holidays. That's the worldly way. If you were of the world, what?
The world would love his
the
own.
The world love its own.
But because
they don't care how you lust.
All right.
As long as you got that drink and you're toasting to that idol. It's the fat man time. It's holiday time.
Go ahead, Pastor.
You can be drunk and they'll love you to death.
Yes.
They'll pick you up, set you down, dust you off. Because it's holiday time.
Yes.
The world love its own what?
But because ye are not of the world.
But because we choose to leave that life behind.
Thank God.
And keep the Father's commandment. God didn't ask us to observe the fat boy, the turkey killing, to say we give the Lord thanks on a day man chose to do this. We thank God all the time. Because we choose to follow the Spirit of God, you don't like God's sanctified people. Because we're not of the world. Been there, done that. But he did what? He chose us what?
But I have chosen you out of
God
the world.
God chose us out of the world. Come out. Leave this mess behind. What?
All right. Therefore, the world hateth you.
That's why the world don't like those that keep God's commandments.
All right.
Because the commandments tell you what to do.
Yes.
Not man. Let's go to Isaiah 53 and 1.
All right.
If the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you.
All right.
It's good to know that.
Yes,
know why we have opposition. And it's not a problem. Because I'm after keeping the Father's command. Isaiah 53 and 1, what does it say?
Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
Now look at Isaiah. Giving a report that God gave him of what was to come, and it was happening all the time because he had a report and the world didn't like the report. What?
For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant.
What?
And as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness.
What?
And when we shall see
him. In other words, when you see holiness, when you see those that are of the Lord, when you see the Lord, what?
There is no beauty.
There's no beauty in this.
That we should desire him.
Oh, they hate him. I hate this way. And I hate you because you tell us about what's going on the inside.
All right.
No form. Mm-hmm. No comeliness.
All right.
When we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. What?
He is despised.
Now let's remember one thing. Jesus knew people didn't like him. But these jackleg preachers try to tell you everybody fell over Jesus. Not
no,
so.
He didn't. Go ahead.
The world hated him.
Yes.
He knew it.
Yes.
And he wasn't paranoid.
All right.
He was despised.
Despised
and rejected.
And rejected
now,
of
if
man.
They loved him, this scripture is a lie. It was a lie before he came. But this was prophecy.
Yes. All right.
despised and rejected, not of Jews,
of men.
Not of Romans, but of men.
Yes.
Anybody yes. that didn't like God, didn't like him.
All right.
What?
A man of sorrows.
What?
And acquainted with grief.
What?
And we hid, as it were, our faces from him.
Most of these so-called Christians hide their face from persecution or from facing the fact that Jesus was not so desired. But the jackleg preachers try to make you feel like everybody loved Jesus and you should be that way, loved by everybody. I don't think so. He said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets. They killed the prophets and they killed him.
Yes.
Because he was a prophet.
Yes.
Because he was against shenanigans in the world.
All
right. Let's go to Luke 4 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
These worldly traditions, idols, gods, God have called us from this mess.
Yes.
Luke 4 and 16. And there were traditions that the Lord honored, but he wasn't a part of the world. All those traditions he did observe, they were traditions of God.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
We come together and get into the Word Tuesdays and Thursdays,
yes.
and we rest and come together on the Sabbath, the holy day.
Yes.
These people remember all the holidays. Well, who remember God's holy day? And this holy day will be here when the holidays are gone, and you're in another dispensation.
Yes.
Some other holiday or idol you're honoring, but God's holy day remains the same.
Yes, it does.
The rest is the same.
Yes.
How many die for that? How many honor that? Luke 4:16.
And he came to Nazareth.
What?
Where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day.
The Sabbath day is God's custom.
Yes, it is.
It's also a command.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what your ethnicity is. Sabbath was made for rest. It's the day of rest for man.
Yes.
To rest on.
Yes.
Read.
And stood up for to read.
All right, what?
And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Esaias. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written.
What did he say?
The Spirit of the Lord.
Spirit of the Lord.
Is upon me.
What?
Because he hath anointed me.
What?
To preach the gospel to the poor.
To the poor, not to a race. Not just to the Jews, to the poor. What?
He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
There's no race on there. There's not a group of people to the brokenhearted. Anybody. The Lord said, if any man will, let him come. What?
Mm-hmm. To preach deliverance to the captive.
What? Read.
And recovering of sight to the blind.
What?
To set at liberty them that are bruised.
More importantly, what? To preach.
To preach the acceptable year of
the
Lord.
Other words, going to preach what God is going to accept.
All right.
To accept you in God.
Yes.
Now, read the 22nd verse. What does it say?
Mm-hmm. And all bear him witness.
What?
And wondered at the gracious words which
Because
proceeded.
That sounds good when God is coming to heal you and help you. Bring you out of situations. That's good news.
Mm-hmm.
But so many don't realize what you have to do to get there.
All right.
Read.
Proceeded out of his mouth.
What?
And they said, is not this Joseph's son?
Is this Joseph's son? Let's go to 24th verse. Is this Joseph's son? Because
mm-hmm.
wait a minute. We haven't heard words like this.
All right.
Bring us out the captives.
Yes.
Heal those that have been bruised by society,
all right.
whatever. What does 22nd verse say?
And he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country.
By the way, let's get this on the table right now. No prophet is accepted in his own country. It's not talking about any race there. It's not even talking about what country. Because God got people everywhere.
Yes.
At times and seasons.
Yes, he does.
And it don't matter what that race is, or ethnicity, or whatever you want to call it. But there's someone anointed.
Yes.
For those that would live for God.
Yes.
And when one will live for God and God have his anointed, they're always not going to be accepted in their own country.
Right.
Now, read. But
I tell you of a truth.
What?
Many widows were in Israel.
Now, wait a minute. As I say again, let's rightly divide that. No prophet is accepted in his own country.
Mm-hmm.
That don't mean you're not going to have a few.
Yes.
because he wasn't accepted in his country, in Jerusalem, but he had Peter, James, and John, Mary. He had a few followers.
Yes.
And he had followers from all over the world that believed in him. Yes. And he has a few followers today.
Yes.
Read.
But I tell you of a truth.
What?
Many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah.
Now he's just telling you where the people were, even in Israel. And there's Israel of the spirit and natural. Mm-hmm. But they were in Israel. That's natural. What?
When the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months.
What?
When great famine was throughout all the land.
What?
But unto none of them was Elias sent.
Wait a minute. He was telling the truth about what the Father did. None of them. The prophet was sent unto a woman.
Yes. But none of them was Elias sent save unto Sceptra, a city of Sidon.
What?
Unto a woman that was a widow.
What?
And many lepers in Israel in the time of Elishas, the prophet, and none of them were cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian.
Which would mean no one was worthy in Israel.
All right.
None. But these two were worthy.
Yes.
They didn't want to hear that. What happened?
And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath.
That's the world, filled with Galatians 5 and 19.
All right.
Because he brought forth truth and they didn't want to hear that.
All right.
They were lusting after all the blessings, but they weren't living to receive it.
Right.
Read.
And rose up and thrust him out of the
city. So that means they laid hands on him.
Yes.
Took him to the city.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And led him unto the brow of the hill.
All right, what?
Whereon their city was built, and they might cast him down.
That they might cast him
down.
What?
Headlong.
Headlong. Look at the violence there. That's what was in them, not love. It was violence. God wasn't in them. No. It was the devil.
That's right.
Because of words they didn't want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go to St. John 17:14. Let's go there.
All right.
And I hope the words that I'm speaking don't make some...